Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. I wonder what your goals are for your life. Perhaps they focus on your family, your job, or your sport. You may want to become better at what you do and more fulfilled in your life. In this verse, we hear what God's aim is for our lives, and isn't it amazing? His aim is that we should become like Him. Wow! He, the Creator of the world, wants us to resemble Him. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, we read that God made us in His image. From the very beginning, humankind had a resemblance to God. But sadly, through sin, that image became distorted. However, through our relationship with Christ, God wants to restore His image in us. I'm sure we are all aware of our shortcomings, so the thought of resembling God sounds incredible. But that is precisely what God wants for our lives. Clearly, we're never going to resemble God through our own effort. The only way it can happen is through us letting the Holy Spirit take over. We are totally dependent on Him renewing us day by day. It's as we allow His Spirit to renew us that we'll be able to put on our new nature and look more and more like God. Renewal is the basis of our human lives. Our bodies are in a constant state of regeneration. Our skin renews itself every 28 to 42 days. The older we get, the slower the process, but renewal is the basis of our physical health. Our red blood cells only last for about 4 months, and every second our bodies produce 2 million new ones. Just as we trust God to renew our bodies, we can be confident that, when we let Him, He will renew our spiritual lives as well. Let me ask you a question. In what ways is God renewing your spiritual life at present? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank You that today You are seeking to renew us in body, mind, and spirit. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.